Now, in this week's arts, it's the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, which kicked off in the West Bohemian spa town for the 45th time on July 1st. And while the event itself is reaching middle age, it is still displaying its power to pull in a remarkably young audience, as the turnout in the crowded Hotel Thermal, the heart of the festival where most of the films are shown, testifies. Sarah Borufka was among the guests and reports on the festival's special role.
While it might not be the continent's best-known film showcase, it is the biggest in Central Europe, and many international guests feel that the Karlovy Vary Festival is a very special event. One of them is Marion Doring, who is the president of the festival's East of the West competition section this year.
For me, it's one of the youngest and freshest festivals that I know, especially because there are so many young people. The audience is so young, and you see that they are queuing outside and waiting to be let in. 5 minutes before, all the empty seats are then for them. And you can really feel that they enjoy. It's not like in other festivals where sometimes you have people who all the time go to the festival and are a little bit bored and have seen everything and know everything. Here they are really, this audience is so happy to discover, and this makes a very special atmosphere.
Czech director Bohdan Slama, whose films have won awards at the San Sebastian International Film Festival and the International Film Festival Rotterdam, and who also was invited to attend the legendary Sundance Festival, says he is warming to the festival's human face.
I must say that after I was already visiting festivals all around the world, that I like Karlovy Vary more and more. Because it's such a friendly, this festival. Not only to filmmakers, but to public. And everything, there is such a lot of things which festival do for people which are coming here. It's very open, very friendly, and very, like, welcoming, you know. So I really like it more and more.
Film critic David Darcy says that what he is looking for at the festival are mostly world premieres and hard-to-find Czech movies.
I'm looking for world premieres, for news, for films that haven't been shown at other festivals. So the competition has lots of world premieres, but also Forum of Independence, the DOC competition section, East of the West. Then in Karlovy Vary, remember, this is Czech Republic, and there's a history of cinema here. And no place else, at no other festival, will you find retrospectives of Czech filmmakers, generally speaking.
He says the mix of films and competitions also helps set Karlovy Vary apart from other festivals.
Only recently have other festivals, Cannes now, and Cannes is including some documentaries. Berlin has always included documentaries. There is no documentary prize in Berlin. There's no separate category for documentary competition in Berlin or Cannes or Venice. Now, Karlovy Vary came to this a bit later than Sundance, for example. But it, and then Toronto, which has had a doc section for quite some time. But Karlovy Vary was ahead of the other European festivals.
So what role do smaller film festivals like Karlovy Vary serve for European filmmakers and the film industry as such? I put this question to East of the West section jury president Marion Doring, who is the director of the European Film Academy.
A very important role, because many European films are not shown in theaters anymore. So you can say that these festivals are a second, I mean, they have replaced the theaters in many cases. So they are very important for European films. Many of these European films wouldn't have an audience if it would not be at these festivals. So they are very, very important.
There are three competition sections at Karlovy Vary. The main competition, which showcases feature films, the documentary competition, and the East of the West section, which focuses on films from Central and Eastern Europe. Many of the judges are filmmakers like Bohdan Slama, who is a juror on the main competition board. What is it like to be a judge of others' films when you are used to having your own work judged?
So nice, you know, just you sit and criticize, you know, what somebody made of wrong, you know, and much more better is than to see how somebody makes something very good, you know, so you are admiring so there is no distance for me, like, to come to cinema and see a film like normal people.
And how do jury members go about assessing the quality of the films in their section? Are there many disagreements? Marion Döring again.
We meet regularly between the screenings. We watch together, and then always when we have seen two or three films, we meet and we evaluate the films that we have seen. But so far, I have to say, we have not very heated debates. We are quite, we quite think the same, and I think we are in a very good atmosphere, and I think we will come to good decisions.
Maybe the most unique section of the competition is East of the West, which offers to see films from such countries as Azerbaijan and Albania. This year, it also features one Czech submission, says Linka Tirpáková, who works for the festival's program department.
This year we have selected from Czech films the film called Dreamers by Jitka Rudolfová. It's really fresh and nice, realistic comedy about the generation of 30 years old. And, well, she's a student of Věra Chytilová, so you can feel some connection or some influence of Chytilová. And, well, I think it's really... Yeah, the fresh is the best. Fresh film is the best way how to describe this film, so we are really happy to have it in this competition.
Marion Döring says that she hopes that East of the West will help shape the future of filmmakers from Eastern and Central European countries in a positive way.
Well, I hope that the situation in all these countries is good enough for the directors that they have the chance to make films. We are going through a deep crisis right now in Europe. And you can feel it, especially in the country, in the Western countries. There are less films produced. And I hope that is not the case for Eastern European countries. But maybe the advantage of Eastern European countries is that the directors never had so much money available. And when you are not used to big budgets, then you are often more inventive. And then maybe it's the big chance of these directors from the Eastern European countries to show to the Western European countries' directors what they can achieve with little money.
The winners of all three competition sections will be announced at the closing ceremony, which takes place on July 10th. And after, Carlo Vivari will go back to being just a spa town until the festival kicks off again for the 46th time next year.